Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a bouncer situation, a guy going to strip clubs alone, and an update on a kinky situation. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, where every Tuesday and Friday, with your emails, your stories, your questions, I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for telling a friend. That's how it all works. Word of mouth. WOM. WOM. Word of mouth. You tell a friend. You tell a coworker, a sister, a brother. Anybody with ears, we'll take them. This is the no judgment zone. You bring your emails, we'll answer them. We'll tell you what it's all about. Right, Shelby?
Hard truths delivered nicely.
Hard truths delivered on a comfy pillow right to your door.
We're not smacking you with it.
No.
No.
We're caressing your ears. We are feathering. We take a little feather and we just dust the bottom of your ear. Every week. It's great. And listen, the way you keep telling friends about it, here's the best way you can help us. Take a screenshot of you listening and make it your Instagram story right now. Let people know. Tag a bitch. Tag a bitch. Tag me. I'll send you a heart. I'll let you know. Also, we're doing a survey. We want to get to know you, the listener. So in the description of this podcast right now, wherever you listen, there's a description. Click the more button. Go to the link. It's going to see a survey link. And you got to answer 3-minute survey. And why are we asking for that? Because it helps us get to know you, the listener, where you are, who you are, and what your needs are so that we can find advertisers who will give you deals on the things you want and love.
People might be thinking, oh, I got to answer 100, 200 questions.
No.
It's so quick.
It's so quick, so easy, and you're helping us find sponsors that this is to help you. You're helping yourself. This is a gift to yourself taking the survey because what you do is you tell us a little bit about you, and then we find sponsors that fit you on average, and then we get money for the show, money for you, and we keep this whole feather train rolling along.
You're welcome for allowing you to do this.
You're welcome. That's right, Shelby. Very excited about today's guest. I can't believe you haven't been on yet.
I haven't been on.
This is crazy. This is my fault. I'll take the L on this one because it should have been sooner.
Yeah, when your voice was still here.
Yeah, this is when my voice didn't sound like it was driving over a unpaved road. Kevin Iso, thank you for coming on.
No problem, bro. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. All of you, Kevin is so fucking funny. All of you should go follow him on Instagram at Kevin Iso Propanol.
Yeah, like the alcohol.
Why is it like the alcohol?
Because I mean, isopropanol is an alcohol.
Is it?
Yeah.
What type of alcohol?
I don't know. I just know it got a OH on the end. I took a little bit of chemistry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an alcohol group there. Google it.
So Google it. Kevin Isopropanol. Go follow on Instagram. He's super funny. Great comic. You made yourself comfortable having a beer.
Yeah.
I envy you.
You can't drink?
I can't. I mean, you know I can drink. I'd take a nap. It would put me right into Napville.
One Bud Light doesn't hurt.
That's spoken like someone who doesn't have a problem. You know, one Bud Light doesn't hurt you. Kevin, you have an awesome web series, and I've seen it. It's good.
Thank you.
It's like really well done and smart, and it feels like you're watching like something that would be on FX.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Yeah, I made it with what's up.
I made it with
Dan Perlman, another comic, and it's been in a bunch of festivals. It was in the LA Film Festival most recently, and it was in Slam Dance. We won like the Jurors Award and at Florida Film Festival, and it's crazy because we made it with like $2,000. Like,
really?
We won over people that have like super produced shit, and we just boys.
So you guys are like the kids in the back that are like fucking around.
Yeah.
And these people are like, this is my life. I am an artist.
They went to Jamaica to film, and we like on the corner of Brooklyn, like, all right, just wait for this bus to pass by before action.
Then we,
we couldn't block off no
streets.
Things
quiet down, then a homeless guy yells, they're like, keep it in.
It happened a lot.
It's called Flatbush Misdemeanors. Okay. Sure. Explain it. How would you explain it to the listeners to go watch it?
I always say it's like, hey, Arnold, if they could say nigga, but I guess, you know.
Hey, Arnold with the N-word. Perfect.
That's pretty much it.
And I've watched it. I do. You guys have been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Or you did it a while ago.
It's been like 2 years since we put out the first one.
And I remember watching it going, this is like, I felt like I was watching a Netflix series. It really was cool.
Dope, man.
It's got like that, but the lighting's a little bit darker.
Yeah. That's like the street light.
Yeah. It's not. Well, now I'm finding out it's because you didn't have any fucking money.
At all.
So when you go to all of you guys should go watch it. Go to flatbushmisdemeanors.com or you can go to Flatbush Babies on Instagram. It's on YouTube and Vimeo. But the way to find all the episodes is flatbushmisdemeanors.com. What is that festival stuff like?
Man, you know what? It's so weird because we do stand up and we know what it is when you go in. Like, you know, like if you bombing on stage, you could call an audible and be like, all right, I'm going to switch up. This joke ain't working.
Sure. Yeah. You can say, you can go up with a plan.
Yeah.
It's like Tyson. Everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face. and it's the stand up is the same way.
Yeah.
Where you look at a crowd, you go, all right, I got a plan for them. And then they look at you and go, nope. No. And you go, all right, time to switch the fucking plan.
Time
to fucking talk to some of these people and figure out how they're going to like me.
Right. But when you're watching your thing on screen, it's like you can't call no.
That's it.
It is what it is.
That's what it is.
So if it's eating it, you just got to sit there. But the reception's like live been amazing. It's strange. It's kind of like because when we did the Florida Film Festival thing, I didn't know how big that was.
Okay.
Like, I had no idea. I was just like, okay, yeah. Oh, we won an award at a thing. Oh, cool.
Sure.
And then, like, people around were like, yo, y'all did that at the Florida thing. It's like we got into, like, the cellar on our first night of doing comedy. Yeah, it's, like, strange. So I was like, okay,
well, that's
cool.
It's interesting that we, like, when you don't know a world, you know, like, we do stand-up. So we know the world of stand-up. When people say things to us that, like, annoy us, you have to, like, be like, well, they don't know the world.
For sure.
You know, like I had someone message me the other day. They're like, my cousin would be great in the podcast. They've opened for this person, that person, this person. I was like, I've never heard of this fucking person. And I was like, I know how easy it is to write that lie.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not a lie because you're telling your family, friends, you try to like brighten up what you're doing in the beginning. And it's like we all. But when people know. There's no bullshitting.
When you start, you don't know how bad you actually suck until there's proof of that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, then you meet more people.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, I was, like, a couple years into stand-up, and then, like, I was, like, you know, you start feeling good about yourself for some unknown reason, and then you're, like, and then I remember, like, I met Dan Soder randomly, and I was, like, this guy is just, and then saw him on stage, and I was, like, this guy's a fucking amazing.
Right.
And then I was, like, this guy was just around these whole 2 years that I didn't even know.
Yep.
You know, and then like every day, like you all of a sudden someone pops up that you're like, they've been just here. They've been doing this.
Dude, when I started, there was somebody that I met and I was just looking. I was like, why aren't you on TV?
Yeah.
You know, when you like first get into it, you're like, oh, you what? I had no frame of reference, but it's good because you get like beginner's luck and you just start doing shit that nobody else would think to do.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
I'm talking about, you know, in a world that you're not familiar with.
That's a good thing. There's good to that and there's bad. It's bad when you fuck up, but it's good when you're like that you don't know. There's none of the voices in your head telling you that you're shitty when you don't know the world yet.
For sure. No conventional wisdom.
So, but the floor, it's funny that you're like, well, we had no idea the Florida Film Festival. I would hear that and be like, well, there must be like fucking one TV with a VHS. You know, like, it's not LA. It's not, you know, where was it in Florida?
I have no idea because I didn't go.
So none of you went. You just sent the fucking shit.
We didn't go to. I got on this thing, Film Freeway, and I just sent it out to a bunch of festivals. I was like, this looks cool. That looks cool. I like Florida. Miami's in Florida. I'm going to send it there. I'm going to send it here. What's going on in Baltimore?
And then you just started winning shit. There.
Yeah, just paid for it. And then, you know.
How much is it like a submission? Like, is this just like.
It ranges from like, you could get something as cheap as $5 or $15 up to like $60 for one.
That's great. So what's next? I know that's a tough question to answer.
We working.
Yeah.
We working with production company, see what happens.
And trying to make it into something bigger.
Yeah, trying to make it something bigger.
That's what it's all about. But you know what helps out making something bigger is all of you guys going and watch it. So of you guys go watch FlatbushMisdemeanors.com, FlatbushMisdemeanors.com. Listen, you heard it from Papa JT himself. It's fucking good.
How many nicknames do you have?
The Wizard of Haas, the King of Brunch.
Keep going.
The Salt and the Swipes, Prince of Promos.
The Salt and the Swipes.
The dating apps.
Oh, you're the Salt and the Swipes?
The Sultan.
Oh, the Sultan. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
The Tailgate Czar.
Tailgate Czar.
What else we got?
You said the Wizard of Wipes.
Oh, the Wizard of the Rosa Parks of male ass play.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Let's do some emails. You ready, Kevin Iso?
For sure.
Let's do it. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kevin Iso. Go follow him. Kevin Iso Propanol on Instagram. Flatbush Misdemeanors. Go to flatbushmisdemeanors.com. Dear JTrain Shelby Sound Effects Samurai.
Wow.
New nickname for Shelby.
I never had a nickname like that.
There it is. You're in. And hopefully, great guest alert guest.
Great guest alert.
You're a great guest alert, Kevin.
That's for me.
Yeah.
All right.
You could look a little more excited. Early spring, I met a new bouncer at my favorite bar. Instant attraction. Okay?
This is a girl meeting a guy.
A lady met a new bouncer at her favorite bar. He originally had a girlfriend of 3 years when we met, though. Then 2 months ago, they broke up. We've always been overly flirty, and he gave me his number, and we began to snap and try to meet up. On Blackout Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, him and I ended up at the same bar, and after my friends left, I went to another bar with him and his brother. We danced, made out, and he ended up staying at my place. I stopped it from going any further because I was so drunk. We continued the next week, chatting every day. Then he stopped and sent me the below text. Here's his text. Hey, Ashley, I had a lot of fun Wednesday, and I think you were great, but it made me realize that I'm not ready to get back out there after my last relationship yet. Just need time to figure everything out. I just don't want to lead you on and don't want things to be weird when you come into blank. That's the bar. I'm sorry, and I hope you can understand. She wrote back, okay.
That was it?
Yeah, she didn't really give him a glowing response.
I like that
and
response.
Then he wrote back, thank you for understanding.
I like that response.
My questions are, is he ruling me out entirely as potential in the future? Also, how am I supposed to act towards him when I see him? Thanks so much. Keep up the great podcast. So what do you think? Why is he sending that text after the Wednesday night hookup, no sex?
Well, first of all, thank him for doing that before sex instead of after it.
Listen, I think you're right.
Wait.
There's a lot of positivity to this.
Yeah.
That you could take away from it.
Yeah. A lot of dudes will wait till after they beat and then be like, yo, I can't do this no more.
Yeah. Things are too crazy. Things are too crazy after I came. Yeah. Listen, we're sitting here being like, yeah. This guy did it. You know what? Guys doing this before they climax. There's some honesty to it.
For sure.
So
some real honesty.
The honesty of I'm not ready to be out there. To me, the thing is you can only drive your own boat.
Yeah.
Like I had a friend who was Instagram, you know, messaging with this girl. They're going back and forth and all of a sudden she disappears. Then he's like, hey, let's do a date. She's like, I can't. There was like some weirdness. And then he's like, listen, if you don't want to go on a date, that's cool. And she was like, I'm actually like dealing with a guy right now. And it's like, it took a minute to pry that out because all of us want to be wanted. All of us don't want to chuck a good hand because that's what he's doing. You're a good hand. And he's like, ah, fuck, I got to get rid of this hand and let it go back out there and maybe be taken by someone else.
Yeah.
So a lot of us hold on to these people a little longer than we should because for we're sure. like, well, maybe this is the one. Maybe I want to make the right decision.
That FOMO.
Exactly. So for me, this guy, when he says, this guy is either still talking with his ex.
Yeah, possibly.
Or he actually doesn't want to get back out there for real, and he realizes that you are someone he could be with, and he's not ready to be with anybody.
He could just be being a great guy and thinking that, you know, what happens usually after somebody breaks up, too, is that they compare everybody to who they broke up with.
Sure.
And then so...
They're the bar.
He's like, yeah, so, yeah. You know, maybe you didn't speak enough Spanish to him or something. I don't know what his language was. But
and you know what's you know what's tough about that, and you're right, is that it's a bar that you have no ability to know where it is.
For sure.
So, like, for her, there's nothing you could have done differently. Like, speak Spanish.
Yeah.
How would you know? You know?
Exactly.
You know, so this isn't like a thing where you can go home and be like, well, you know, go to the gym and lose 10 pounds. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
You could have been a different person and still not been the right thing.
What were her two questions? The other one was how to act when she sees him.
Yeah.
Act like he not there.
Oh, really?
I think she should say hello and be cordial.
Yes.
But not, you know what I mean?
You don't have
keep
to go
having a whole conversation and
yeah, you don't have not. To catch up. I think you're right. Cordial is
yeah,
the word.
Cordial.
You don't, and if you ignore him, let's give him the credit of being a gentleman. Give him at least that credit. Because he didn't fuck you and run. He saw the situation. He did try to fuck that night when you guys were drunk before Thanksgiving.
I didn't know that was a holiday, Blackout Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that was
you didn't
a
get
real
the day
thing.
Off?
Nah, man.
You didn't get my card, my Blackout Wednesday card?
I'll just be making up shit these yeah. days. It's Blackout Wednesday. We drink
there's a lot
and
of
then
things.
We drink after Thanksgiving.
Sure. Well, not everyone can have one beer at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday and go, it's just, you know, one beer. They need a reason to drink.
It's cold.
Bring out the whiskey. We got a ton of whiskey. But I think a simple hello, how you doing, and then go to the bar with your friends and have fun. That's yeah. all you have. That's all you owe him. But don't you do owe him being nice.
You don't owe him anything.
But I'm saying the right move is to be nice.
Sure. Or you could just be like, man, fuck you.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Kevin Iso. Flatbush Misdemeanors. That's the web series. Go check it out, flatbushmisdemeanors.com. We are sponsored people. Ooh-wee. Love the sponsor. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. I want to do a song. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. Put it on your ballsies. Right? That's a, no?
We're going to workshop.
We're going to workshop. You're right.
If y'all
have you finished holiday shopping yet? No worries. You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. MeUndies.com, MeUndies.com, MeUndies.com. Promo code JTrain. Listen, MeUndies are the best underwear I've literally put on my body. The best part about MeUndies is that bad underwear cuts at your skin. You should feel like you're not wearing anything, and that's what MeUndies feels like. Your balls are just cradled by clouds.
Wearing them right now.
Same here. Can't take them off my body. What design do you have?
Always classic black.
You go classic black.
Nice and sleek.
Just going sexy.
But.
Sexy Shelby.
Sometimes I mix it up with a fun pattern.
You do?
Yeah. They have some. What?
What's the fun one you use?
I like the snowflakes.
Really?
Pick those up.
Well, that's the fun thing about MeUndies. I have a bananas all over my MeUndies right now. You take them off in front of a loved one or someone that you're pursuing or the Blackout Wednesday guy you bring home, and they go, wow, this was there. The joke was waiting for me the whole time. This is fun. This person's fun.
Huh.
Right?
I don't wear underwear, so.
What do you wear? Free ball?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, the chafing alone would kill me. Listen, MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. It is unbelievable. You've never felt this fabric. Get ready to, if you've never felt the fabric, you got to experience Pure Bliss in underwear form. You can also get great, get a style that is perfectly suited for you or that special someone. Men and women can each choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. Classic colors for Shelby, adventurous prints for J-Trey. Seriously, these fun me undies would be a great stocking stuffer, but why stop at undies? Me undies has cozy lounge pants and onesies. I have the onesie.
You have a me undies onesie?
It is unbelievable. On a cold Sunday, whoo, love that.
Is it an animal?
It's, I think I have leopard print or zebra print.
Perfect for you.
Perfect. It's very me. So listen, MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's a great deal. Order by December 16th for free shipping in time for Christmas. Crunch for time. You can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card. This is a no-brainer. 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com/JTrain.
Do they have one with like frat print on it? Because I feel like that would be good for a lot of...
Like a fraternity print?
Yeah.
That would be good. I'm sure they have the thing... I'm sure they have like the animal that represents your fraternity.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like some people have like a mascot.
Like a dolphin.
A dolphin or an elephant.
Because dolphins rape.
It's very... I didn't see that joke getting so dark, but here we go. Help. Speaking of a dark joke, you ready?
Yeah.
Help, accidentally made a really distasteful pun.
Okay.
Hey, Train, my mom randomly called me asking if I had a phone number to my cousins and that I should get in contact with them. She said it was urgent and that she thinks something happened. I had a phone number, but after trying it, found out it was outdated, so I messaged my cousin on Snapchat. Me, hey, is everything okay? My mom is trying to get a hold of you guys. She seems concerned. Her, yeah, no, we're fine. My dad died this morning. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So then he wrote, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Her. So his cousin wrote back, thank you. And then he wrote, please hang in there with a heart. It was a totally unexpected tragedy, and I was shocked by the news. I didn't really know what to say. I'm not great in these situations. I found out today that her father hung himself, and she's the one who found him. Oh, my God. This email's crazy.
It's literally the worst flub one can make.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh at the misfortune of others, but this is like...
It's like a rejected Seinfeld.
Yeah, this is a rejected, like, Curb thought.
I didn't know.
Yeah. This is Seinfeld. Yeah, this is Curb. He wrote, I'm mortified. Should I apologize? Should I wait? Should I accept the honest mistake and move forward? I'll be seeing them soon at the service.
I wouldn't bring it up. If she doesn't bring it up, I wouldn't even bring it up. Because if you didn't mean to do it, then just act like, because she probably already forgot.
In this world that we live in now, we forget to include intent.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, everyone's so hung up on words. We talked last episode about the animal... Fucking PETA with the
the
animal
canceling out the words
the
analogies whatever
the like beating it's a dead phrases, horse and how that's offensive to horses which is crazy, but like when you say you're beating a dead horse, you are in no way
meaning
that you want to go beat horses all the time. This is the thing. So the intent of you saying please hang, and he's even sent a heart. He said with please hang in there with a heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way of you knowing. And maybe if she did get mad, I would still be on your side.
For sure.
If she didn't, it seems like she didn't. More likely than not, she understands that, listen, you had no idea how he fucking died.
Right.
And
if he did an exclamation point, like.
Yeah, the heart saves him, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But let's all like.
If it was on Snapchat, he said it was on Snap.
Yeah.
This is gone.
It's gone. It's disappeared. There's not even evidence.
It's gone.
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
What are you worried about?
I think you move on as you would with any death. You go to the service, you give hugs, you say, I'm so sorry, what can I do to help? You be a part of the, you know, the cry committee and however you guys deal with this shit. And then forget it. I wouldn't even spend another second feeling bad about this, because your intent, we have to keep in mind intent with any verbal mistake. Right?
Yes. This is why, though, I don't really say anything when people pass. Like, I try to keep my words minimal, because silence speaks volumes. You know what I mean? When you're with somebody and something like that happens, a lot of times people don't even want to talk. You know,
yeah.
You want to say, oh, what can I do? Sorry for the they done heard that a million times. A lot of times they just want to sit there and process what's happening. And then when they come out to speak, that's when you speak, you know. But to try and initiate conversation in them situations, a lot of times it's a waste of words.
Well, I don't think he said, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Like, listen, go there and listen and be there for them. That's great. Also, don't go there and go, hey, I'm sorry, but the hang in there. You know,
right.
Like, that's even saying too much. That's fucked up. But I think he's, don't feel bad about how you did it, because everything this person did was right. They were like, yeah, my dad died this morning. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. She wrote, thank you. He wrote, please hang in there. Heart done. You said about as little as you could say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you chose the wrong.
For sure.
By accident. There's no.
It sounds like a
this
twisted,
is a worst case scenario.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody wrote writing a bit though.
Yeah, it does.
Like
it sounds
it just sounds
so
like
bad it has
bit.
To be fake. Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Why does my boyfriend go to strip clubs alone?
Because he want to get his dick touched. Why you think?
Hi, J Train. Thanks for the amazing podcast. Everything I've learned from you has been so helpful and changed my perspective on guys and dating a ton. You're the best. My boyfriend has a habit when he's traveling. Hi, this got better. It's not like he's going to the lunchtime crew during to the strip club, you know, when he's traveling, that I don't understand at all and that bothers me. But I don't know if I'm wrong to be bothered by it. When he's out of town, he'll often text me after a night of drinking that he's going to a gentleman's club. These are not bachelor party trips or guy trips. He's usually solo when this happens and claims there's just nothing else to do. He also says, I have nothing to worry about, that he loves me, and I have no reason not to trust him. But from my perspective, the issue isn't that I don't trust him. I don't worry that he's going to hook up with a stripper or anything like that. The issue is that it's such a strange thing to do solo, and it has to say something about one's mindset in general. We've been dating about 5 months and I'm starting to feel like this might be a deal breaker for me. Am I crazy to feel this way, or is this something strange about this guy hitting a strip club alone? Thanks in advance. What do you think?
Listen, what do you think?
I don't think she's crazy for feeling that way. I'd be like, well, that's where you choose to go. Mm-hmm. First of all, drinks are more expensive. There's sometimes a cover charge. I mean, like, money-wise, this doesn't even make sense.
Right.
The other thing that makes sense, the only thing from his perspective that makes sense is that this is a place that these girls don't want to hook up with him.
Depends on the town.
Okay.
Yep. Have you seen Ozark?
No.
There's back rooms.
Well, there may be
back. There's back rooms.
There's back rooms, but at the same time, there's no.
There are front rooms too.
But I'm saying this is like at least he's in a place where it's like, I mean, if he's at a hotel bar, if he's at these places alone, hotel bar has more weird stuff going on than a strip club, in a lot of places.
At strip clubs, man, a lot of guys go alone in sweats. And they want
to. Why'd you have to paint the most depressing picture?
I've seen it. They're there in me undies.
They bring a sub. They bring a large Italian sub, and then they just hang out.
They just post it there. But I mean, you're not crazy to feel that way. And I don't even think it's a. I think it's that I don't think it's something like a deal breaker for somebody that understands that mindset. If you don't understand it, then it's like, for sure, you need to stop, cut that off, because that shit only leads to more stuff. You know,
yeah,
it starts in a gentleman's club, and then, Makes you know you in North Korea buying panties out of a vending machine.
Sniffing them. Yeah, there's a, you know, like, it's one, I don't get it. I mean, I've been on the road and then, the you know, I'll be hanging out and people are like, let's go to the strip club. I'll be like, hey, we're with a big group. This makes sense.
But by yourself, it's not that fun.
By yourself, there's not that fun. Like, what does he need? What is he getting out of that? I can't tell you if this is something I'd break up with him about, but I'd be like, it just feel, I would just be like, this is not normal to anybody. There's nobody would look hear this email and go, well, that's what he does.
I think there are people that understand that.
That strip club life?
Strippers.
Yeah, they understand it because it pays their rent.
I mean, they
I understand anybody helping pay my rent.
I mean, they definitely understand that single shit, but if you're looking for like a stable, you know, a relationship, then that's probably not where you want
to
put all your eggs in right now.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't here's what makes me think that he goes to these places because he doesn't trust himself in other places.
Mm.
And it's like, dude, if you're lonely on the road, we've all experienced that.
Yeah.
Go to a bar and like have a few drinks and sit on Twitter.
Google what to do in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. Seven strip clubs come up. I just think I think what Kevin said is exactly right. You're never going to understand this. And this is one of those things where you go, hey, when you go to the strip club, you make me feel crazy because it feels like you're a different person than the person I know. And that's okay to say to someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay to be like, am I dating you? Who's the real person then?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the person that I'm starting to enjoy and seeing, or is it the person that goes to the strip club alone and says, hey, Celeste, I'll have another beer?
It's like Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut.
You know, I never saw the movie.
Oh, you never saw it? Oh, he was just sneaking out on his wife at night going to these
masks.
Crazy, these Illuminati parties and sex parties and stuff. But he never had sex at them, but he was very interested in what was going on.
Yeah, so it's like, what are you so interested in?
This is a curiosity of a man, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like, I would ask more questions to see if you should stay in this, but I would also say to them, like, what do you need out of that? That interaction, that payment for to see boobs, like you can go on porn all you want. Uh-huh. I don't know. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. When is it my turn? Let's go. We're also sponsored people. Love this sponsor, especially at the holidays. We're trying, listen, all these sponsors. It's to get you money to help you buy something. It will get you money off of the things that will help you during, especially this time of year. Homestick candles. Wow, what a gift. I got two of them right in front of me. I got the Maine one and I got the Massachusetts one. Maine, because I used to be, every summer I'd be in Maine and I'm from Massachusetts. And you know what it is? It's a great gift to someone that you shared an experience with in the past that will make you think them think of you every time they light that candle. They all smell great, but it's not about the smell. All candles smell great. They're all great. It's about...
It smells so good.
That's Jamie Lee. That's how... Right? She got a personal endorsement.
She was over the moon about him.
Over the moon. But this is the thing. You, if you're someone that, you know, went abroad and spent a time with, you know, met your wife abroad, met your husband in a certain city, and then you moved out to the suburbs, this is a great gift to give to someone to bring out the memory of you. And I just think there's really nothing. I got the New York City one. I got the Massachusetts one. I got the Maine one. And they're all great and smell beautiful. And it's not just picked off a shelf. The thing about gifts that people like is when you've thought of them. And this is the most thoughtful version because you're not just throwing a candle at them. You're throwing a candle at them with a memory attached to a place that you both share and love. And the designs are beautiful. They look good anywhere in the house and home. And right now, my listeners who go to homesick.com and use promo code JTRAIN will receive 10% off any order over $60 and get free shipping. So that's promo code JTRAIN at homesick.com. 10% off any order over $60. You can take care and you get free shipping. You can take care of the whole family in one trip to homesick.com. And I love that. So that's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer expires at the end of December. And the most popular state and city candles won't last long. So don't wait. Visit homesick.com now using promo code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. Find a personal gift for your whole list today. Listen, they got new mini candles are perfect. Little stocking stuffers, work team gifts, all the little holiday tips and thank yous that come up. This is the perfect gift for those, you know, those maybe even like the outer ring of people that you have to get gifts for.
Because they're going to know, oh, you just got this, what, at a CVS? No, this is like a specific candle.
Specific. Yeah, you didn't just get it on the way to the holiday party.
Yeah.
So they have three, so limited edition mini candle with extra large 3-wick candles are available in these varieties. Holiday, New Jersey, New York, Beach Cottage, Texas, Northern California, Southern California, Florida, Michigan, Washington, Arizona, Colorado, New Home, Love. It's all there. So, homesick.com.
In a similar way to, you're so surprised at how good the new sheets may look and feel.
Sure.
Same with the candle. That really livens up the place.
Livens up the place. Also, it's a surprise that someone thought of you that deeply, which is nice. Homesick.com, promo JTRAIN. 10% off over $60 and free shipping. Kevin Iso.
It smells so good.
That's right, Jamie Lee. Kevin Iso, propanol.
Can I give the strip club girl an option?
Sure.
If she actually really.
Go with him.
If she really likes the guy, yeah. That's what I think she should do. She shouldn't give him an ultimatum and say, oh, the strip clubs are me. She should say, do you want to stop doing this? Do you want help? Trying to stop doing this and try to work through him with that. If she likes him, but if she doesn't, then if it's not something you want to deal with, then step.
I love that approach of like asking a question. How important is this to you?
Right.
Do you think this is a problem for you?
Right.
Do you like going to them that much?
Do you need to do this?
Do you need to? I think those are good leading questions that also get you to know the person.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to figure out, again, who it is, strip club Johnny or regular Johnny that goes down on you. Who is it? JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAIN.
50-50.
Podcast@gmail.com.
Half man, half strip club.
Listen, aren't we all? Flatbush Misdemeanors. That's the web series. Go to flatbushmisdemeanors.com. Kevin Iso. So funny. At Kevin Iso, propanol. When is it my turn? Hi, Jay. I just discovered your podcast about 2 months ago and love it. You and your guests always make me laugh, and I left you a 5-star review, of course. Thank you. Here's my question. I'm a 34-year-old female, never married, no kids. I was single for about the last 3.5 years trying to explore my own interests and finishing grad school. Before that, I was in 2 different relationships that lasted about 1 year each but didn't work out. After not meeting someone organically over the years, I joined a dating app about 4 months ago. After going on a few dates and talking to a few different guys, I found them to be nice but just not, quote-unquote, the one. I was a little bummed thinking that I wouldn't be successful on an app either until I met a guy a couple weeks ago, and our first date is in about 1 week. I'm trying to see when she sent this. This was sent 2 days ago. He's very kind, but the problem is he talks a lot. We've talked on the phone twice and spoke for about 1 hour the other night, and I probably spoke for about a total of 10 minutes. He did say, sometimes I need to be cut off, so he's aware he talks a lot. But then he says he wants to know more about me and what I like, but literally after a few seconds of me talking, he interrupts me and starts talking again about himself, too.
Back to the, I've been on a date, but they didn't ask any questions.
Yeah. This is, we talked about this last week, right?
It might, yeah.
So this is a problem for a lot of women. That might be nice to hear for her.
Yeah.
Guys are just fucking cocky dickheads and like the sound of their own voice. Also, I will say this for a lot of men in that situation. You do feel the pressure to run the date.
Very much so.
Right?
I don't even go on dates because of that.
Because of that?
Yeah, I don't like making decisions.
Well, that's the thing. It is considered manly to make the plan. Go on the date. Pay for the date. Talk your way through the day. Talk to the waiter. Talk to them. Have questions to bring up. These are all societal things that have been put on us, and there could be women listening going, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. But understand your enemy. We're just letting you know that there is pressure to be a good date.
But this sounds like, for this certain situation, that he just talks too much because she's talking about on the phone.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like he just won't shut up.
Well, he could be nervous too.
That's true.
There's nerves that go into
That's
it.
That's true.
I gotta nail this phone call so I get the date because they haven't even been out yet. She writes, I don't know what to do because I can tell he's genuinely nice, but he's super high energy. I'm more laid back, so I guess it's a good yin and yang, but I found myself annoyed a few times during our conversation. We haven't even been out yet. If this keeps up, then he will never know anything about me. First, what do you think? What's up with this, and is this common, and should I be concerned? How do I stop him from talking so we can have a mutual conversation or let him know I feel like I can't get a word in without hurting his feelings or ruining chances in a possible good relationship? I really do think he's great, at least from what I know so far. Thank you, Jay. Your new forever fan. So what do we think? Does she go on the date?
She should go on a date.
She should.
She should at least go on the date just to see if it's different in person.
Totally. Yeah. And maybe he'll relax. And people get more high energy when they're nervous. People go quicker. People talk more. You can see it at a party.
Yeah. I mean, I think that in a general sense is true. But from what she's saying, she said that she told him once and he still did it. So to me, it sounds like this might be the type of guy he is, but, you know, I would go and just see what it was.
It might not be the match, which is totally fine, but that doesn't mean not to go on the date.
For sure. Because, make him pay.
Yeah, go on the date.
Go out and get a meal.
You know what I would do with people? I've had this situation where I noticed with certain girls that they would never ask me a question.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I would just stop.
It's a little infuriating, ain't it? Because
it's annoying because it feels like they don't even care to get to know you.
It feels like they don't care, but then also it feels like, bro, what do I have to do to get you to actually start talking? Like, I feel like I got to carry this whole conversation.
Yeah.
And I'll just shut up and then just sit in silence. And we'll both be there, awkward silence, and I don't even care. I'll be like, all right, whatever. If you're not going to talk, I'm not going to talk.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? I'm not about to put all this pressure on myself to make you have a good time. Like, I want to have a good time, too.
Yeah.
So
I'm asking you questions to get you talking, to ask me questions so that we can start having a conversation.
So we could be two humans here. Like, I'm not about to... Nah, and it's chip.
But I do think that's kind of the strategy. You go on the date. I think she should go on the date and try to have fun with him. And then, like, I'd wait for him to start asking you some questions. And then if he doesn't go, I would say, like, do you want to know anything about me?
Yeah.
Because I came to learn about you.
That's perfect.
And if it did, because give him one more shot to, maybe it goes away with nerves. But you go, you haven't asked one question of me. It could be that shakes him out of it and he goes, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize because it's like man spreading. I brought it up last episode when guys put their legs open on the subway.
Yeah.
And it's like that seems to me that can be fixed by saying, excuse me. Like it doesn't have to be given a name. It doesn't have to be why the patriarchy is in charge. Mm-hmm. It can just be fucking, hey, man, can you move? And then he goes, and a lot of guys will go, oh, shit.
I didn't even realize.
I sit like that. And think about that. When a lot of women growing up, they're like, keep your legs closed, look like a lady. No guy has given that talk.
At all.
So, no, this guy has definitely not been given. Maybe you say to him, don't you have one? And I would even say it like with a smile on your face. It doesn't have to be, fuck off, you don't have to ask me questions. It can be, do you have any? And he might come back with being mean, and then you should say, well, it's nice to meet you, got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I would give him a chance to redeem himself. If he doesn't go, do you have any questions for me?
Listen, you 34, you smart. Do not settle.
Don't settle.
All right?
But
you got
go.
6 more good years left.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This lady could use your advice, send you a follow-up. Okay. I don't know. All right, ready? This might be confusing. Thank you guys so much for your amazing advice. If we ever find ourselves in the same sex club, I'm going to have a variety box of different feathers, round up all the ladies who are willing to try out their ball bliss techniques while keeping your drink topped. Well, thank you. Best Advice Podcast. Thank you both for being so kind to me and giving me heartfelt advice. Oh, so this is a follow-up.
I remember it.
Do you remember this?
She was like, the boyfriend and her, she was kind of kinky.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the first email. So this, she had the, I'm very certain I found my partner in kink. I'm in my early 40s. He's in his later 40s. I've been treated like the Madonna from all my sexual partners. I want to be a little whore.
And he was going like, bringing up, like, you know, you talk about doing things and then
and he would never do it.
But then she's like, probably, hey, let's actually do that. And he was like, I don't, sex club, Una, I'm maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, she found a great sex club I've been mentioning for over a year now, and he just hasn't said yes. And what was our advice? We were like, maybe he's just nervous about doing it. She sent a follow up. So I spent 3 whole days having a serious conversation with myself. I discovered I deeply love him and haven't told him this. I want to see where we go, and if this doesn't happen, I'm still a very happy girl. We just fit together in every way. Our relationship is so great. One example, everyone picks on me for driving a big 4x4 in the big city until they need something hauled, but Mr. C loves how I'm myself and still a happy country girl. Plus, he says I can outdrive anyone. So 2 weeks ago, I took him to my local pub. This could get sexy. I'm excited to hear what's going to happen. So this woman wanted to bring her boyfriend to a sex club, and he was always like positive about it, mm-hmm. but never made it happen.
Okay.
And it was a territory move. I introduced him to the locals, had an amazing time. Even a couple women made a comment to him how he should date his own age. Turns out I'm a year older. Yikes. We laughed all night, came back to my place, had amazing sex in my kitchen.
This shit is getting freaky.
Right?
I like the music.
Of course, he brought up how we draw a lot of attention if we were in a club fucking like this.
This is an erotic novel, bro.
Dude,
like, this is not.
She writes, afterwards, I told him how seriously I wanted to do this in a club, but it's all on his terms. I will play only how he wishes. But the only thing is that after, I want some serious cuddles, just the two of us before we leave. I said, because I love him, even if we don't open our relationship that way, my heart is in this for us. He didn't say anything for a while. I almost got scared. He cuddled me and told me how he wants to do this, but it is so nervous. Mostly for this changing us and running into someone he knows. I told him I'm not worried either way, and we can kick this down the road for when it's right. He's been very sweet to me lately. And this past weekend, he told me that there is an adult sex resort we are going to after my team's hockey season is over. This place looks incredible. Clothing optional. All inclusive and great house rules. He says even if we just lay by the pool beach and watch people fuck for a few days, it will be a blast. We both feel like having a few days to ease into this took a lot of pressure off. We both feel like having a few days to ease into this took a lot of the pressure off, plus getting a nice tan on my cute bum. I knew I had something to say, just wasn't sure how. Wishing you the best and happy Hanukkah, Mrs. C.
Damn.
That seems like a successful response, right?
I don't think it could have gone any better than that.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
He didn't get freaked out.
He didn't get freaked out. I think this is all good.
Watching people have sex, though, live is like, that's definitely a different version of that strip club shit.
Well, yeah. These people.
Well,
I'll say this. I'm happy she wrote back because our advice was like, listen, he's definitely, if he's talking positively about it, but it's not happening, mm-hmm. there's something else up. And I remember we were like, he's just a little bit
of fear.
Nervous. Yeah. And talking about it, she made it an easy place to talk about it. They had some drinks, some laughs. She talked about it again, pushed the issue. It's a great way of seeing how this all worked out. And now they're going to the resort because they can just sit there and survey the scene. And then his qualms are gone. I'm sure they're going to end up fucking everything at that sex resort.
Yeah, just watch like them cops did in The Wire.
What happened?
Like I said, just watch like them cops did from the roof of The Wire. This is with binoculars and shit.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we got time for one more?
We do.
One more email.
I was in Amsterdam and there was like a live sex show. And I was like thinking about, I was like, should I go in there and just watch it? And it was like three black girls was walking out. I was like, how was it in there? They were like, it's weird as shit. I was like, all right, bet. I ain't going.
I want three black girls to walk out of everything that I'm about. I want three black girls to review everything I'm about to do. It's weird as shit. No one gets to the point more and is more honest than three black women hanging out.
They were straightforward. I was like, appreciate it. I ain't gonna waste my money.
One time I was at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. I was talking about my brother sleeping on my couch. And I was like, yeah, my brother's been sleeping on my couch while he looks for jobs. And then just one black woman was just like, he ain't looking for jobs. Just right away. Fucking nailed it. And then her two friends, two other black, like this three black women will give you the honest answer to anything in your entire life. The other two women, they just started laughing.
That's very true. Because they've been through it. They know.
They know the deal. They know. Fucking,
they ain't,
you know,
looking for no work.
Yeah, it's not. What the fuck are you talking about? Speaking of black people, ready? Sup, Papa Choo Choo. Longtime black listener from Toronto. This is it. So you got to help me. Oh, that's why I have to help. The one black guy in Toronto needs help.
Did he say he's black or is just his picture?
No, he just says longtime black listener from Toronto.
Oh, shit. Well, you're the one.
This is it. So you got to help me. My girlfriend of a month, see pics. There was a problem displaying the image. We never got the pics. That's already disappointing. Just told me about a guy, quote unquote, friend. He's new. And no, they haven't hooked up. Of hers who made a comment about her makeup looking nice, and she feels kind of weird about it. She doesn't know what his true intentions are, so she doesn't want to make it weird. He does so fairly often, and he's not gay. And he puts in parentheses, unfortunately. He hasn't made any direct comment that he wants to hook up with her or tried making a move, but I'm a guy, and I know what he's doing. This, Kevin, you're allowed to read it.
This nigga. Okay. I didn't even have to read it.
Insert Shelby drop of Cat Williams saying it. Do you have the drop?
I got rid of the Cat Williams.
Oh, we had Cat Williams drops. Sound drops. That would have been perfect. Is planting seeds. And we've all done this to girls with boyfriends. We have all done this. Can we agree? Girl with boyfriend, you sit there going, yeah, he seems pretty cool, but well, let's talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love him?
He hasn't said I love you yet. Anyways, on to the question. How should she react to these compliments? She brought this up to me because this is her first real relationship, and she's not sure what she should do. They sometimes go to the gym together. She's not sure how she should answer the next time he asks her to go to a workout. She's not confrontational. She doesn't want to seem like a crazy girl that yells, I have a boyfriend, when a guy asks her for anything. For reference, we're both in university. I'm 23, a senior, took 2 years off after high school. She's 21, a freshman. She did a few years in college before transferring to uni. We've been talking, messaging around for about 2 years before we made it official. So please, Papa JT, bless us both with your sage wisdom. What do you think?
She don't have no other friends?
Yeah, that's the thing. How much does she need this friend?
Yeah.
And I don't think she doesn't have to go, I have a boyfriend, or say like, fucking whatever, but she can say, hey, she can ignore a gym invitation. She can easily, here's the dude.
I mean, the gym is.
Hold up. This is the dude who wrote in. He sent his Instagram. Seems like a nice guy. He's taking some very fashionable.
Hey, man, just break up with her. All right. Save yourself a lot of time. Let that go.
Well, where did she make this friend? It's weird that the friend came out of nowhere. I mean, also, you don't have a picture of her on Instagram with you. Mm-hmm. That is a boyfriend-girlfriend picture. It's been 2 years of you guys messing around and you made it official 2 months ago. That might be the case, but at the same time, you know, you do have to do a level of locking this up.
Yeah, you got all these pictures of you in the bathroom.
Yeah, a lot of selfies, a lot of model-esque pictures. I think it goes both ways. You have to show that you're like, hey, this. Show that you're a little bothered. I think that's okay. I think she's trying to test you a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to say, like, how into this are you? Because you don't have any Instagram pictures with her. You say you guys are exclusive, but that's not an exclusive-looking Instagram to me. So I would say, like, I would.
But my thing with that whole Instagram relationship, I would, my shit would probably look more like that too if I was in a relationship. The post show, thing on Instagram, because nothing lasts forever. So, you know, y'all end up breaking up. Not to say that y'all, you know, y'all not whatever soulmates or whatever the case may
sure,
be.
Sure.
But to do that and then have to go backwards and delete everything after it
I'm
don't
with
work
you.
Out, it's too much work. I'd rather just not put you on there until you meet my mom.
I agree with that, but I think I'm not saying he has to put up a picture with her. Maybe mm-hmm. I just said that, but I'll go back on that. But he does have to encourage her that you're like fucking into this. And I think when she brings up the friend, that's her way of going, yeah, I got this new friend. He just complimented my makeup.
Yeah.
So it's like, they, you know, maybe after 2 years, you're not complimenting her makeup a lot. Maybe you're not, you know, giving her the satisfaction of, hey, you're with me. Maybe she wants to see you get a little angry.
What's the analogy that I think it's Dante or somebody uses where they talk about, like, if the cup ain't full with coffee, then she's not looking for nothing else to fill it up with. But because it might be low-key a little bit empty, then she's looking for something to, like, fill up the hole with.
Yeah, I don't know that. That's a long analogy.
It's a long analogy, but it kind of makes sense. Like, if your shit not all the way up to par or whatever, what she wants
if
it to
if
be,
the cup isn't full, there's
then
else
somebody else is going to come through and fill it up.
Yeah,
another waiter going to come by and drop something in there.
But this is a good point.
In her mouth. Right. And she likes it.
All over her face. We know, but like all of us are sitting here being like, we know what this guy's doing. This guy's hanging around until you break up. She's probably even mentioned, hey, yeah, he never puts me on Instagram. He never says nice things about my makeup. So then this guy's running in saying the things that you're not saying.
Yeah.
So I would say to you, you go to her and you say, listen, it's you shouldn't be hanging around this dude. I would subtly ignore his shit. If you don't want to ignore his stuff, then, you know, that's up to you.
It's also strange that she's telling him, to me at least. Like, hey,
she's telling him for more attention.
It's true.
She wants to know, are you in this?
Yeah.
And then you got to say, you got to make a decision yourself. Yes, I'm in this. Stop hanging out with that fucking dude. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hook up with you. And if you hang out with him, listen, then we got to if you have the need to hang out with him, maybe we got to reevaluate this whole fucking thing. So you got to like, I think that's kind of what she wants. She wants you to go, I'm fucking in, but you're not hanging out with this dude.
Chill out.
Yeah. J-Train Podcast.
So ask yourself, are you into it?
Yeah. Both ways. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
Holidays are coming up.
They're coming up.
Coming up fast.
Fast and furious.
People might be stressed about bringing somebody home for the holidays, like a significant other.
That's a tough move. I get it. What's up?
Well, a Charlotte man is calming those fears by offering to like show up to your holiday party with your family as your boyfriend for a small fee.
So, okay. So he's saying that this was a movie. My best friend's wedding. Isn't that the whole premise for that movie?
It's also a profession. Isn't that an escort?
It's an escort. Older women get this.
Mm.
I've always known it's like an escort where it's like someone to make you dance with you at a party so you're not alone. But this is basically this guy saying, you can pay me to say I'm your boyfriend so you won't look like a loser at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever the get-together is, right?
Made it like less awkward. He's not hooking up with you. It's just for show.
Of course. I mean, it's a tough thing to market because it does sound creepy, but there's someone out there who wants this service.
Oh, he's getting a lot of messages, over 800 responses to the offer.
Come on. He must be good looking.
For $75 and a plate, he'll show up for a
and
couple.
A plate.
$75? That's it?
He'll show up for a couple of hours as your date. He calls that the silver level. The gold level, he'll develop a backstory. And he'll even take pictures with the family.
Wait,
you got to have a backstory at least for the silver level. You can't just show up and be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm just having a plate. Wait, well, where are you from? I don't have...
She didn't get the gold level, so I can't tell you that.
Yeah, I can't tell you that. I don't think I have to tell you any of that information.
And at the platinum level, $350
okay.
And a plate. He'll and tell plate. Your family.
It's so funny. If I'm coming, I got to eat.
I was promised a hot meal.
Yeah.
He'll tell your family that he loves you, help clean up afterward, kiss your mom on the cheek.
It's so fucking
call
so
your dad pops.
See, I would rather him just have a higher price point.
Yeah.
And have this all included.
All this base level yeah, just start at $500.
Who's paying for the $75 shadow? A fucking mannequin could do that $75 version. You could dress up a mannequin with a sign that says boyfriend and it would do the job.
While he says he was joking.
No hot plate.
Well, he says he was joking at first. The public response has surprised him. My inbox has been flooded with all these people asking if it's legit. People are trying to hook me up with their sisters, and some moms are trying to hook me up with their daughters.
Well, that's weird. That's weird that, and it shows how much easier it is to be a single guy in a lot of respects, because a guy says he's single and will offer his services as a boyfriend for money, and the moms are like, you got to meet my daughter.
Have you ever been introduced to a girl through her mom?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I'm trying to think of it. I know it's happened. I'm just trying to
think of
it.
You're trying to think of the one?
The one, the specific one. I mean, I'm not with them.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
I mean, so that didn't work out.
Shit is always strange.
It's tough because...
It's strange,
well,
man.
I have a thing called the aunt theory where you would want to be fixed up. Back in the day, you'd be fixed up by an aunt, and then so guys would have to act more like gentlemen because
mm-hmm.
they'd have to like
yeah.
know
you
your
answer.
Aunt.
You got to answer aunt. To them.
So I do think when you're fixed up by a mom or something like that, it happens. It happens a lot with Jews because Jews want Jews to date Jews.
Right.
So then they're like, oh, my daughter's out there looking for a guy and you fit the profile of the guy I'd like her to be with.
But just being an average, just out here living life type of person.
Yeah.
And then you meet somebody's mom at work or something and they're like, hey, you got to meet my daughter.
You got to meet my daughter. It's like,
you're like, all right, why not? And then you're like, nah, this is.
And then you're like, I'm stuck.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Because I got to see your mom during the daytime.
That's the thing. With any of these fix up situations, you just have to take them differently. That's why these apps, people act like animals on them. It's like you're out there alone and it's. An app is like meeting someone walking in the desert, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, so is this guy going to make this a business?
He is, for the holidays, he is Richard Joseph in Charlotte. Look him up, Charlotte listeners.
Also, how bad are we at conversation with live people that you can't go to a family function and go, yeah, I'm single. I'm still dating around and feel mm-hmm. comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like you, that is, you're willing to pay money to not have to say.
To avoid embarrassment.
But how embarrassed would you be? I get that, like, you know, listen, everyone's families are different. But like, what, in this day and age, what person is out there shaming their kid for being single?
He says it does get a little bit annoying when you're sitting at the table and everyone is going around and all of your siblings are there with their dates and everything's going good. The rest of the family is kind of looking at you like, where'd we mess up?
he's going straight for your self-esteem.
That's crazy.
This guy is good. He's going straight for the fucking heartstrings. Like, yo,
he's like, basically,
where did we mess up? Damn, you messed up just because I'm single? I got a job. I got an apartment.
This service isn't for anybody. This service isn't for everybody. But if you're like a loser who goes to bed alone and his parents think that you're a barren woman that won't birth them grandchildren, I'm the one for you.
Yeah,
no judgment.
I got the gold level, but I'm also have this timeshare for this cabin at the lake now. If you guys want to,
so fucked up. Any more news stories?
That was it.
That's it. News with Shelby.
You can get an escort for for I don't know how much money, but it'd probably be better for you because you could actually have sex afterwards.
Yeah.
Instead of this guy who's just asking for a plate of food.
Yeah, this guy. This guy's like, yeah, the last place had better mac and cheese, but you guys do a good turkey. Good for you. Thank you, Shelby.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kevin Iso, thank you for coming on. You were fantastic.
No problem, man. It was a lot of fun.
Kevin Iso, the web series is called Flatbush Misdemeanors. Go to flatbushmisdemeanors.com. At Kevin Iso Propanol on Instagram. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. We'll be back next week. Boom.